Here we are. Game of the year. We did it.
The podcasts are done.
Yeah. The determinations have been made.
Yes. There are awards. The crux of the...
There will be game awards on Giant Bomb.
Oh, is this fire truck coming to the office because they were testing out the fire alarm system?
That appears to be an ambulance, not a fire truck.
You're right. When you're right, you're right.
Oh, no, you're right. No, that is a fire truck. Yes, I think that might have actually been what happened. No, guys, it's cool. You can just... All right. Later.
Yep, they are. Well, looks like they stopped at the office.
Yeah. Sort of trying to catch up with the Game Award stuff. It sounds like Greg Miller is your trending gamer of the year.
Sure. Okay. That dude was everywhere this year. Makes sense.
Wait. Rock Band VR? What? That is not a thing. That is not a thing.
They were working on a VR thing.
Is that it? Is that the VR thing? Is Rock Band VR?
No.
Rip. Seems like it. Apparently there's some sort of Dragon Force involvement in this too, which... Holy shit. Alright. This all sounds ridiculous. Alright, yeah, I guess that is in fact a thing. Also, Palmer Luckey is wearing actual shoes.
Okay.
Which runs completely counter to what I know of that man. Because the thing the Rock Band experience was really missing was another big peripheral to strap to your body somehow.
Totally, yeah. Does that mean Rock Band's coming to PC? Is it an Oculus version?
I don't know. It's a Palmer Luckey involved, so yeah, I guess.
Oh, well, yeah, then...
But, I mean, isn't there, like, Xbox or something with... Oculus, or am I totally high right now? I am very tired, so that's
the
possible.
Oculus will come with an Xbox One controller in some configurations, and they showed, like, oh, well, the Xbox One already works with Oculus. You can broadcast the games onto a fake wall in VR. Streaming it through a PC. So it's like it's still a PC, but it's using, because they have that streaming tech that lets you play Xbox One games on your PC.
Right.
On Windows 10, so I think it's just a variation of that.
interesting.
Not, it's not especially interesting.
No, I'm interested.
No, you're not. My ears hurt from the fire alarm.
Yeah, mine too. And I'm already way more deaf than you are, so... That shit hurt.
Yeah.
Shadow Complex free on PC this holiday. That's intriguing.
Epic's weird.
Yeah. Someone else mentioned this earlier, a Tron Runner game.
Yeah.
Stealth released.
Yeah, it's early access.
Yeah.
Which is even weirder.
Ori seems to have won best art design.
Who? What?
Ori.
Oh. I don't remember how I voted for any of those categories.
The system works.
Yep. Well, on some level, I feel like I have to deliberately forget because we go into our own award stuff.
Right.
You know, those are the ones I actually care about, so it's sort of... fill that out at the time that it is required to be filled out and send it off.
Sounds like Kiefer's coming up. Let's finally find out what his deal is. I'm here to tell you that I am
the new voice of Konami.
I'm the new voice of Bo Raicho.
Bo Raicho's in the story.
That's right, he is. Very briefly, but yes. Carteret asks, feelings on Telltale doing a game on literally every IP like Batman? I don't know.
They should, whatever. Their story thing works for telling stories, and, like, I am absolutely 100% uninterested in the type of games they make, but, like, why not?
I wasn't. I am becoming.
Yeah.
I didn't like Game of Thrones that much. Walking Dead Season 2 was a shambles.
Do you think they're just spreading themselves too thin?
I think they were, at least at some point. I don't know if they've hired up since then.
I know they hired up before they got into all this stuff. I remember talking to them before all of that shit got announced, Game of Thrones and everything else, and Borderlands. And I was like, oh yeah, we're now a four-project studio. Like, we're looking for a bunch of people. We just had to move to a bigger office. We might have to move again. Like, they staffed up fucking big.
Yeah.
So, if they staffed up correctly, it doesn't seem like they would be stretched thin, but at the same time, I don't know. I think it's pretty cool that they're able to get out there and get licenses for stuff that already have game licenses elsewhere.
And doing something different with them.
Yeah, where it's like, you know, Batman, you know, typically you wouldn't outsource that to these guys. You know, Warner has kind of put all the Batman stuff back in-house.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think for me, it's really going to depend on the property. And, you know, it's like, I hear the Minecraft game is good. That's fine. I don't care about Minecraft at all. So that isn't going to do much for me.
Yeah.
I've heard Borderlands is fantastic. The hurdle there is that getting me to care about things happening in the Borderlands universe is difficult.
I would sooner play the Minecraft game.
I see. I would sooner play the Borderlands one, but only because I've heard it's so good, and that it is not anything like it's storytelling wise. It's not anything like Borderlands 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
It is a different kind of comedy, and I'm fine with that. But I also have to steel myself to dedicate myself to 5 episodes of Borderlands, and I don't know if I'm up for that.
Yep. This email I just got is Rock Band coming to Oculus. And this must be from someone on the Oculus side, because they spelled Rock Band as one word, lowercase b.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Pope seemed confused that information was out there, so I'm guessing maybe not a lot of people knew that was being announced or something.
Maybe he was just playing coy.
Yeah.
Seems like he would be the last person... He seems like he would be the person who would be out there to make sure that thing went off.
Yeah.
Because who else would go?
I guess Rigopoulos is there at the show.
Okay.
I don't know if he was on stage or not, but I guess he is there.
Man, next year really is going to be weird when all that stuff starts shipping. Oh. That big phone vibrates a lot.
Yep.
It's a loud fucking phone.
Yep.
Your big phone scares me, is what I'm saying.
Bow to the phone that
no,
is large.
No, God, no.
Worship my large phone. How do you feel about the Psychonauts stuff?
Don't care. Was never a huge Psychonauts fan. Like, yes, of course they're making this game. So, sort of.
Well, especially now that, you know, they're so involved in this Fig thing.
Right. Like, I mean, once they got the IP back and re-released the first game, it was like, okay, well, you're obviously gonna make another one of those at some point.
Yeah. I don't know. I really like the first game a lot.
I just wonder what that is, like, now. You know, the idea that... You know, you're gonna make another 3D platformer? Like,
I don't know what else you do that game as.
The Broken Age Engine presents... The characters of Psychonauts in an all-new adventure. I don't know.
I think if people had loved Broken Age more, maybe I could see them going that route. But as it is, like, there is an expectation of what Psychonauts is. And I don't think radically shifting that necessarily...
I think you're overstating the number of people who would be put off by a Psychonauts that was not, like, a platformer of that type. I don't think the gameplay in Psychonauts is the thing people are interested in. It's the characters and setting and story, right?
I don't think it's 100% true, and I also think that I'm not overstating it in terms of the number of people who would actually want to back that thing.
Sure. Yes. No. Yeah. I'm saying it has a fan base, but I'm saying that fan base, if you told them, hey, we want to make an adventure game, they'd be like, okay. Or, hey, you know, Psychonauts 2 is going to be a different kind of game because the type of game that it was isn't, like, something people are necessarily super interested in this day and age. Not like adventure game. Nah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck you do with that.
I don't know. I'd like to see what their version of a 3D platformer in 20... Well, let's just assume 2016, maybe 2017 would look like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a 3D platformer, is what apparently is in the fig video.
Okay.
Estimated delivery is 2018.
That's 2018.
Well,
I don't think I've heard that as a number yet. I feel like you're the first person that has said the words 2018 to me in any circumstances, and now I'm scared.
Yep. Sounds ridiculous, but to be fair, that is about 2 years and a month from now.
Yes, yeah. No, totally. Yeah, like, I'm not saying that's an outlandish timetable. I'm more just saying, like...
That just sounds ridiculous.
The idea of 2018 as a real thing is... not something I was prepared to deal with tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean...
I feel like that stuff was supposed to get announced, like, way before this.
What do you think the delay was?
I don't know.
I mean, do you think it's Keighley specifically, or is it...
Could have been just getting Fig off the ground.
Yeah, there is that.
I don't actually know.
People are noting that we are actually only just about 4 years away from C-Lab.
Cool. I would live in C-Lab.
2020, man.
Yeah. C-Lab 2020 will have a 1999 by Prince like resurgence when its year finally comes.
I don't know, man.
Or like Back to the Future did. Let's look at what they thought 2020 was going to be like.
Probably not.
Nah. Should.
C-Lab died with Captain Murphy.
You're right. But... that was amazing television.
It was. Those first couple of seasons they hold up.
Yep.
It doesn't feel real yet.
Yeah. And just the video game industry just keeps getting so fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you start throwing actual shipping VR products into this mix.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these first couple of years of this generation have definitely been, like, the traditional game market trying to re-steady itself.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, this year, like, I think we said during the deliberation stuff, like, this was the shipping year for a lot of stuff that, you know, was supposed to kind of, like, finally settle all of that.
Right.
And in some cases, it did. In other cases, you know, things still seem real, I don't know, like just a little haggard, a little unsteady.
Yeah. It's like the money's there, but sometimes the work isn't getting done in a satisfactory way, I guess. Or in a way that I'm not finding as satisfactory as it seems like it should be in some cases.
And like you said, once you start throwing the actual VR products into the mix, it muddies the waters in a way.
Yeah, it becomes this whole thing of like, okay, is there any consumer interest in this stuff yet? Or is it really just the thing of the long, long, long uphill battle for VR to gain mainstream acceptance? It just becomes an early adopter thing for the next year or two that, you know, it's there, but it doesn't really matter. Or does it pop out and then fizzle out like Kinect and Move games and stuff like that? Or
yeah.
It's a really exciting and, depending on which side of things you're on, really scary time, I bet.
Yeah.
If you're investing heavily into VR, like, if you're investing heavily in a VR product that will ship in 2016, like, I just wonder, like, what are your expected returns? Like, I wonder how many units, like, you know, when it comes down to, like, Oculus pitching developers and saying, like, hey, we're developer relations. We think you should make games for our hardware.
Did that guy just fling out an entire six-pack of beer onto the street?
I don't know. I think so. I think you're right. I think
he just angrily dumped an entire six-pack of beer, like all the bottles, onto the street, and they all broke.
Cool.
That dude seemed real mad.
Yeah, you know. Breaking glass isn't always an angry thing.
I guess.
It's joyous. Especially if you've emptied six beers.
It sounds like Rocket League is coming to Xbox One, and it will have the Warthog.
Oh, sure.
And also a Gears of War vehicle.
What? Oh, I guess they have that thing from Gears of War 1, right?
Yeah.
With the light on it. Driving well up here. Nice work, everyone. No, really.
What's y'all's take on Jazz Punk MP? Wait a minute.
Do they say it'd be multiplayer?
Is that
Jazz Punk?
We
saw that the Jazz Punk PS4 got announced.
Yeah, saw that Jazz Punk was coming to PS4. What the hell do you mean by MP? Please clarify. Wait, multiplayer? Really? In Jazz Punk? What does that mean?
Lee. Cool, I guess.
It sounds like it might be wedding cake stuff.
What was that?
That was the fake Quake game.
Oh, right. Well, no.
that's not...
Yeah, if it's just that, that's not terribly exciting.
Yeah.
If they've done something to that and made it into something more, then maybe we can talk. I don't know, but... Also, it sounds like Johnny V's on the stage now. Oh, no, just speculating is what they're saying. Okay, so no one actually knows.
Okay.
Yes, Johnny V is on the stage.
Terrific.
Sweating.
What? No. Not John.
No, it is. Okay, so now people are saying we're pretty jazzed to announce that we'll be unveiling a classic four-player split-screen multiplayer mode into Wedding Cake, featuring unlockable characters, new levels, and fresh something or other.
Oh, four-player splits. Okay. So, well, whatever.
Okay. That's... I get that.
No thanks.
Yeah, no thanks, but I get it.
Yeah, that's like a funny thing to do to, like, your thing that's already a funny joke, I guess.
Yeah.
Is to make it something that is then actually playable by multiple people. Like, sure. Trying to think what JV would be up there to, if he actually is announcing something, or if it's like if he's just introducing a category. I don't know
if he had something in his jacket or what. Might have been another Infinity toy or something.
Yeah, it seems like that could be. I mean, they've got plenty more toys.
Oh, he was just getting interviewed in a cutaway backstage.
Okay.
I thought he was on the stage. Sounds like Mark Hamill's on the stage now, and he might be drunk.
Sure.
I don't know.
I wonder what the tie-in is there, if it's just being a Star Citizen thing.
Maybe.
I feel like it's more likely that it's a Star Citizen thing.
It sounds like there's a fair amount of drunk people there, so congratulations, Keely, you have officially created the game industry's Golden Globes. You did it.
Yeah. The years that I went to that thing, a lot of drinking was involved. We were sat in an area that was, like, specifically industry, because at the time it was the Spike Awards, so all the people up front were, like, the paid seat fillers that were, like, there to look pretty.
Right.
And then the, you know, actual game people were all the way in the back, sitting at, like, cocktail tables.
Where they belong.
Where we belonged, because that's where the bar was. It was fine.
Tired at 7:30 at night in a very long time.
I'm actually not tired. I just am worn out. Like, I'm not, like, sleepy tired. I'm just like, ugh.
There were a couple of moments toward the end of today where I could feel myself starting to doze off.
Mm.
So I had to just kind of snap out of that.
I enjoyed doing your podcast in the morning. Finishing up our Game of the Year stuff was fine.
No, I was glad to do it. It's just it had nothing to do with the discussion.
Oh, yeah,
it's
just
my body just saying, dude.
Dude, fucking come on.
And it's like, I've been going to bed decently early this entire week.
I've been staying up too late for no good reason. Well, I've been fucking with Just Cause 3 a little bit every night, mostly. But I wish that game was better.
Wait a minute. Interesting. So, it sounds like Kojima was supposed to be at the awards and Konami blocked it.
Yeah, that's... Alright.
And that Jeff Keighley may have just, in fact, said that very flatly, to which, you know what? Good on you, Jeff.
It's a very safe company to piss off at this point.
No, I know.
It's not like they're ever gonna make another video game.
No, I know.
But yeah, no, totally. That's, yeah. Also would not be surprised if everyone involved in that knew that by setting that up, they knew that Konami would block it, and it was allowing them to create the exact situation they just created.
There is no part of me that doesn't believe there was some calculation there, but also I'm in full support of the calculation.
Absolutely. Yep. That is fucking rad.
I am not even a Kojima fan, and I am 100% behind anything he wants to do to fuck with them at this point.
Yeah. Well, I guess that means that he's definitely not free and clear of them from a non-compete standpoint yet. Or maybe not even... Maybe he's technically still an employee.
It's interesting.
Everyone always said it was around December that they would probably all be clear. Or at least not employees or were not contractors or whatever. They may still have some kind of clause that prevents them from doing anything for some period of time.
Right.
I don't know how... law in Japan works around that stuff.
Especially in those like high-profile cases, too.
Yeah.
It sounds like they moved to a musical performance after that. Like, I think the woman who plays Quiet is singing Quiet's theme or something.
Hmm. All right. Just up there humming.
I guess there are lyrics. I don't know.
There is a full song. anything, I'm not tired. It's just my throat is sore from all the talking.
Yeah.
And yes, I am a little bit brain weary. A lot of intense discussions.
Yeah. I'd say a little less heated maybe than some of the ones were last year, but definitely some passionate pleas on behalf of a number of games. Asking when that stuff will go up. That stuff will go up end of the month.
Yeah, between Christmas and New Year's. That last week of the year, our game of the year will be announced on January 1st.
Yep. I guess there was some David Hayter joke in there, like right after, not long after Kiefer left the stage. I don't know. Someone will have to explain what the burn was. Jade Raymond made some sort of crack about Hayter.
That Kiefer Sutherland is even in that game.
Yep.
Because of how infrequently he speaks.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I guess... Okay, so she was announcing a voice acting award, and she's... I guess she was running down some, you know, memorable voice acting performances, and she's like, who could imagine Metal Gear without David Hayter? Which... solid. It's a solid bit.
Literally. Literally solid.
Mm-hmm. Also, it sounds like whoever they announced to win that was also announced. So, there was some confusion in the production there. It sounds like a mess. I mean, we're about 2 hours of open bar deep, so I'm not surprised that it's all falling apart.
I imagine the open bar section might be a little bit smaller. It's not Spike TV's money. Well, who knows? I don't know.
Said, yeah, no, that's at the show.
The what game?
Michonne, the lady with the samurai swords and shit from the comics.
Oh. Okay. But it's a Telltale game?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if she has samurai swords because it's not like it's an action game?
I don't know. We'll see what they do.
Yeah.
Until Telltale finally cracks and makes the Clue game that I have demanded of them for so long, I will remain ambivalent.
I'm telling you, get the Contradiction team back together. Get them the Clue license. VCR Clue 3. No, I take that back. I would want the original cast of VCR Clue in that. I wonder why Shadow Complex would be a free thing. I wonder if on some level, like, it is just, like, Epic getting back out there and reminding people that they make video games. Like,
yeah.
Out of the chair, and just like, hey! I mean, they've got to put Fortnite out eventually, you know? They've got to...
Well, so, I was seeing that it sounds like they announced that it's coming, the HD update is coming to PC, PS4, and Xbox One next year. And that didn't sound like that was free.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure what the free on PC thing was. Shadow Complex is free, but you have to download Epic Games Launcher, so that's a good excuse to make people download Epic Games Launcher.
Yep. Because they are going to start... So I have that installed, because that's how you play Fortnite and Unreal Tournament, and there's a tab in it now for that other game that they haven't... Or they've announced, but haven't told anyone what it is yet, but keep announcing characters for it.
Right.
Just dumb. I think there's a tab in there for that. And also mod tools for Ark live in there, and the actual Unreal Engine setup lives in there too. So, yeah, they just want to build a user base. They're like, hey, free game. Free game that people like. Let's do it. That makes sense. I like that more and more of the drops on this station are just becoming them playing portions of rap skits and then MC Search saying, "Backspin, baby."
They have a thing. They're sticking with it.
Yeah.
I like it. Sounds like Witcher 3 won.
Won what?
Game of the year.
No. Missed MC Scat Cat's rap.
Shit.
I wonder if they're closed with an announcement. I wonder if there'll be like one more thing here. I imagine if they announced the game of the year, then they're just about done.
Yeah, I think they're up to the Deadmau5 performance.
So.
But it seems like, I don't know, maybe there could be some sort of something after that. We'll see. No, the one more thing was Deadmau5, so yeah. I don't know, whatever.
That's cool that they've closed with the most important award. And then, like, hey, here's a song to play out.
Yeah.
Right. Shows that at least paying some attention to the awards. Oh, I guess Far Cry Primal trailer must have been at this thing based on emails I'm getting.
Yeah, it was.
And the Star Citizen Alpha 2.0 trailer,
which
Star Citizen Alpha 2.0 trailer. That game's never going to exist.
The whole thing is just absurdist comedy.
Oh wait. Coming down, but we're seeing the land on common ground. Word.
He took off his mouse head.
I mean, he's been streaming on Twitch without it on.
Okay.
A bunch, so it's not necessarily... It's not quite a Daft Punk situation. Yeah, like, that was back at TwitchCon. They announced some kind of deal with him where they were going to create some kind of separate sub-site for Deadmau5 to stream himself playing Dota or something, or just making music. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know. Just seemed like a really fucking insane and, like, misguided thing. Like, oh, geez, okay. I mean, I get it. Like, he's a cool music guy. You want to make sure people know that your thing is cool, but that's maybe not the, I don't,
yeah,
it's not that cool, the music guy, especially when he takes the head off and talks into a microphone while screaming. That one. There are definitely some Deadmau5 tracks that I think are pretty good. I guess not, it's certainly not impossible to come by pictures of Daft Punk.
No. There just aren't very many of them.
Yeah. And it's always like, someone took a picture of these guys at a party. Look at them. Like, oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Some fresh dudes. They were human after all, it turned out. Sounds like it was relevant.
Sure.
Sounds like it had some things there that were of interest.
It does seem like the announcements were maybe a little less huge this year.
I can't. Well, what was last year? Because, like, you know, I feel like last year you looked at it and went like, oh, okay, well, yeah. It's just
yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
It's such a different show. I mean, it's not. It's not on television. You know, it's not. It's not the platform it used to be.
No, I suppose not.
And it's probably the best thing that could happen to him.
Alright, I think this is going to do it for today.
Yeah, we made it. Made it home.
We'll,
shoes off.
We'll be back tomorrow.
And these pants.
Yeah, just everything. Yeah, be back in the morning. Indeed. Good night, everyone.